2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Well, here we go. The Thursday and final 15-minute morning show podcast of the week.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
There's Froggy. There's Scotty B. There's Gary. There's Garrett. There's Gandhi. There's Straight Nate. There's Danielle. And in the den, the one and only Dave Brody.
Hey. Brody!
I've never seen Brody in a sweatshirt before.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I haven't noticed.
He's promoting the Brooklyn Boys sweatshirt.
Nope, I'm friggin' cold, Scary.
We can't see it, so he's not promoting anything.
I know.
There it is.
Oh, the thing is, that's not available for sale, so this is like a test marketing situation for him.
Yeah, that's a cute one.
We don't know if we can sell this.
Can you send me one for free?
I can do that.
Yeah,
no.
Oh, Scary, can I have one?
Yeah, me too.
No, you cannot.
I like that one.
You said you were going to do... Yeah, send me one.
That's different.
Brody, how come he can't give those to us for free?
Hoodies for everyone.
Because you pay for them.
How much?
No,
how
you
much
get
you
so much more value from us wearing them and talking about them than if we just paid you $30 or $40, however much they are.
Right.
First of all, Brody, that's a sample you're wearing. It's not even available yet. So I'm just saying, I could give them for free.
That's a prototype?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, prototype.
I'm still eating my breakfast over here. I like the prototype. All right, let's start with Froggy. The road to the Super Bowl. He has three more sleeps here on Thursday till the Super Bowl. You must be feeling pretty good about the day on the way.
I am. I'm very excited, but we're having a little bit of a problem in my house. So I have been eating the same thing since the Buccaneers started their playoff run. I have started eating the same thing every day each week. And so it's become a problem because there's only two more meals left here at home tonight and tomorrow night. Lisa says it's stupid, that it has no effect on the outcome of the game. The same outcome is going to happen no matter what I eat. And it's disturbing her ability to have dinner when she gets home from work. She's so upset about it.
Oh, so it's affecting her now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Here's the thing about those rituals that people do, like wearing the same underwear for a week, whatever. It may not work, but what if it does?
Right.
So you're kind of stuck, right?
I said to her last night, if you could prove to me that it doesn't work and it has no effect on the outcome, then I will give it up.
What is it that you're eating, by the way?
Oh, tonight's meal? Well, tonight's meal is a grilled chicken sandwich and French fries.
Mm.
Oh, okay. See, this happened yesterday in my house because we watched this one soccer team, Aston Villa. And yesterday, Spencer said to me, "Mom, where's my jersey? Because they're going to lose without me wearing it." Right. So I washed it for him. I got it ready. He forgot to put it on, and they lost. Mm-hmm. And he blames the fact that he did not put his jersey on.
So who's to say?
Well, mm-hmm. When will you be eating some humble pie? Is that on the menu?
No. Tomorrow night is pizza. Friday night is pizza. And then Saturday night, we will be in Tampa. I will find my meal that I need to eat. I believe I have it all written down on my phone. Saturday night, I'll eat in Tampa. And then Sunday, we're eating at the game, so it's just football food.
I think that flew right over his head.
No, I heard what he said. I know what he meant. We're not losing anyways. It doesn't matter.
Wasn't that a Patriots thing with Bill Belichick when he was with when Brady was with the team?
I don't know.
Frog, let's play this out. Let's say the Bucks go on and win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So you've been eating the same food for the last month, correct?
Yeah.
For a week straight.
Since the Washington game.
And it proves the point that, you know, your good luck charm is working.
Yes.
So do you carry that over and come next September when the Bucks start playing again, you have to eat the same amount of food at the same time?
No, it's a new season, so we'll start over next year. It's a new season.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
But wait, are you sure?
Yes, and then I will be there for them at the end of the season when we make our run for two Super Bowls in a row.
But Froggy, what if... If you, nothing like you do all of these things and then you guys still lose, does that mean you're going to give up every tradition that you've done this year because none of them work and start all over?
It means it wasn't meant to be, and we'll do it next year.
No, it meant you missed something. You actually missed something.
Yeah, it's your fault.
It squarely falls on your.
Well, that's what my neighbors are saying.
It's the one thing.
My neighbors are blaming me if we lose because we've been having Super Bowl parties at my house and everybody sits in the same place. And so they're like, "You're not going to be sitting in your place. If they lose, it's your fault." And I'm like, no. If you don't sit in your place because you're going to be at the game, then it works. It still works. Everything still works.
Oh, does it? You make your own rules, I see.
Mm-hmm. Froggy, if you do all these things, right, and they win, are you going to feel upset when they don't invite you to be the Grand Wizard of the parade,
the Grand Wizard.
When they don't give you a bonus.
You did cause the win.
Thank you. Like if GMC doesn't give you the pickup truck at the end.
No, I will personally know that I had some effect on it, And I'm sure there will be something coming my way. I know Garrett is working on something. I don't know what it is.
You'll go to Disney World.
Yeah, I'll do that too. It's a very close drive between here and Tampa, actually. Okay.
You know, it's funny. There's only one superstition that I do is you see a penny that's you can only pick it up when it's heads up. If it's tails up, I don't pick it up. That's the only thing I participate
Bullshit.
In.
I won't either. You don't pass up a penny.
I do.
I've seen it. I've seen it almost fell over in shock.
Oh, my God.
Elvis, do you have any superstitions?
Brody called him the Grand Wizard, not the Grand Marshal.
That's totally from Wicked. That is a Wicked reference. Yeah.
It's also the KKK.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
I know.
Do you have any superstitions?
Yeah.
I don't. I have ADD things I do. For instance, if I'm walking down the steps and my left heel hits a step, then I have to even it out with my right heel.
OCD.
What did I say? ADD?
ADD.
Whatever. If I don't do that, then some sort of doom is waiting for me at the bottom of the steps.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. I do that, too.
So it's not as much superstition. Like black cats, no, they don't bother me. I'll walk right under a ladder. Bring it.
Oh, that reminds me.
I used to hold my breath when I would pass a cemetery. But they have a cemetery along the Long Island Expressway that is so long that I would pass out. So I don't do that anymore.
Aren't you supposed to like add 10 years if you hold your breath for the entire time? It like adds years to your life or something like that?
I don't know.
Something like that.
So, you know, yesterday I saw a black cat, and there's only one road into my neighborhood. After you get into the subdivision, there's only one road that goes down to the area that I live. A black cat ran across the street yesterday. I pulled over and waited for other cars to pass first. So they could pass the black cat, and then I went.
Wow. No, but wait a minute. It's still your path.
No, it doesn't matter. And no, somebody else had taken that path already because there was no other way for me to get home. But I did. I thought
but
to myself.
But you saw it. It was your path.
No, if the Buccaneers lose, it's my fault.
The superstition is not you have to if a black cat crosses your path, it's your path.
What was I going to do, never go home? I mean, I had to go home.
No, you can't.
You're in your car. You're protected.
Can't take that path.
Now, what happens if you own a black cat? Like, my mom owns a black cat, crosses her path every day. What's she supposed to do?
Don't go down that hallway. Don't go into that bathroom.
I think if I'm in my car, I'm protected.
That's right.
Elvis, can I call Scary out for a second?
Yo, please do. I love that.
He was making kind of like razzing Froggy for his superstitions. So in 2015, some of you will remember this, the Mets were in the playoffs in the World Series, and Scary and I went to every game. Well, the first game they won, Scary had a Mets shirt with a coffee stain on it, and he wouldn't wash the stain off.
I spilled coffee at the game on my shirt.
I remember this.
And right, but that was only part one. Part two is, at some point early on in the playoffs, he realized that when it was two strikes on a batter, if he stood up and spun around, because we sat behind home plate, he would spin around and open his jacket and flash the pitcher, that he would get a strikeout, and that was his routine. So if you watch the footage, if they ever show the World Series again on the Mets channel, you'll see Scary, when there's two strikes, stand up with his coffee-stained shirt and spin to get a strikeout.
Did it work?
It did not work.
No. But he would actually say to me,
miserably.
He would make me hold his hamburger and go, Brody, hold on, I got to spin.
And you're making fun of me, Scary?
I'm not making fun of you, really. I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't believe in many stupid stitions, you know.
That one.
Yeah.
Except that one. Yeah, what Froggy's doing is nowhere near as crazy and ludicrous as what you did.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I could kind of get them. Like, strike them out.
I'm not as superstitious, but I really like calculate things in karma. So if something bad happens to me, I go back and think about anything that I would have done in the past week or so, or maybe even before, that would have caused my karma cloud to get tainted and then that to happen.
But karma works two different ways. It's either something bad happened to you because you did something bad, or, you know what I'm saying, or you can reverse it by if something bad happens to you, you do something good. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know whether you're getting bad stuff handed to you because of something you did, or if I don't. Am I making sense at all?
Yeah. No, it does. Maybe something bad happening to me could have been like someone else's crappy karma that I just happened to be caught up in. I don't know, but I just try to operate from a stance of like, okay, hopefully this isn't going to add crap to my karma cloud. That's how
we need
to
karma
keep
ID to know where the bad karma is coming from.
Like, Nate kills so many people. I don't know how he knows what karma it's coming from, when or where or how.
Really?
Let me ask you a question. Nate, question. Yeah. Now, only you know the number of people you have murdered. Is it the same number of strokes you've had? Maybe there is a correlation.
That would be much higher.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, really? So that means you have more strokes on the way.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
He's like, haha, Elvis, I don't want to listen to this.
Nate dumps bodies. People are dumping stuff in his dumpster.
See?
See what I mean?
Oh!
I just thought about it. If Froggy doesn't laugh at an old person falling down this week, maybe the Bucks will win the Super Bowl.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Now, Elvis, are you saying that my aneurysm is that karma? Was my aneurysm bad?
I'm not saying that because you haven't murdered anyone. I don't really. Froggy, I know of nothing you have done that deserved that was bad karma inducing. But murdering someone, in Nate's case, I see a.
I'm going to change the subject here real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Froggy,
why?
You're about to walk into the Super Bowl. You got your Tom Brady jersey on.
Yes.
You're all pumped up, ready to go.
Yeah.
Caden's ready to go. He's all pumped up. You're about to walk in, and somebody stops you and says, "Hey, do you have two tickets?" You look at him and say, "Yeah." I'm going to give you $100,000 each for those tickets.
No.
What?
You are crazy.
Are you crazy?
No,
Froggy,
I'll tell you
get
why.
A hold of yourself.
I'll tell you why.
Nuts?
Number one, I could never, ever replace the memories that I'm going to make with my son at the game. Number two, one of my best friends in the whole world made it so I can go to this game, and that would be letting him down. And so I am not.
And plus, he
that.
Paid way
no,
more for those tickets.
Back.
Believe me, he would be happy if you took $100,000.
Yeah, and then you pay him back the money. And
I
then,
did see that. I called Elvis from my car right at kickoff. Why aren't you in the game? Well, here's what happened.
Let me think. If Froggy called me and said, "Hey, I just want to say I love you. Thank you for getting these Super Bowl tickets for Caden and me," but a gentleman offered $100,000 per ticket on the way in, I'm thinking how I would respond to that. Well, first of all, I'd be polite and go, "Oh, good for you," you know.
Right.
I get it. And then I'd hang up the phone and go, either, "I love that, Froggy. That was a good idea." Or, "That fucker."
Did he know?
I'm going with option B.
I would imagine if you got all that money, you'd pay him back for the tickets.
Yeah,
right?
No.
I don't want to be paid back for those tickets. That goes against everything they're about. They were given as a gift. I don't want you to give a gift back.
But what if
back.
He split the money with you? Say, "Hey, Elvis, I sold him for $200,000.
No,
grand.
It was
I'm
a gift.
You half,
but that would be good karma.
Why would you ever repay someone for a gift they gave you?
I don't even expect people to give me money back to me that I
loaned them.
Right.
You know all the people I've loaned money to? I've never seen any of it come
back.
Can
I borrow 10 grand?
Oh, can I borrow some money?
Subsequent question, Froggy.
Yes.
Let's say you pass up the gentleman that offered you $200,000 for the tickets, and the Bucks at the end of the first quarter are down 35-0.
Oh.
Are you regretting that?
Yes. Better.
Yeah, I think so.
Imagine all the memories you could make with your son with a couple $100,000.
Yeah.
New memories.
Wait, hold on. Keep it positive.
Hold on. You don't want Caden to have $100,000.
No.
I'm saying Froggy takes it and they do a vacation or anything.
I love that Froggy's a really good dad. He's like, "The memories I'm going to share with my son." If Caden had the chance of $200,000, he'd be like, "Dad, I'm buying a Porsche for you."
He'd be like, "Fuck you, Dad. I'm taking my 100 G's."
He would go to Vegas and hire strippers.
Oh God.
But the real victim really would be Elvis in this. He would be the one. Because
no, I wouldn't.
He said he wouldn't.
No, I would not. I know me. I would not. Yeah. I gave a gift, and that was the end of my participation. That was it.
Okay. Speaking of Caden in Vegas, so he's about to graduate high school, and he was wanting to go on a trip when we can travel again. And so we were talking about going out to Vegas and playing golf. And he goes, "Well, I don't want to do that. I can't gamble, and I can't go to a strip club yet." I'm like, "What is wrong with you?
This is your child."
Oh, he just walked in the door. Here. Tell them why you want to go to Vegas.
Shirt on or off? Shirt on or off?
No shirt, I bet.
Hey, I have a shirt.
Oh, he's dressed. Wow.
So Froggy, ask him about the $200,000.
I figured that you go to Vegas. Well, when you think of Vegas, you think of clubs, you think of casinos. So they're like, "Oh, for your graduation trip, let's go to Vegas." I'm like, "But I have to be 21. So there's really no point in going.
There isn't. There is no purpose to go there unless you have
mom
a fake ID.
Mom and dad are going to have fun.
Yes, mom and dad want all the fun for my trip.
Put that down.
Caden, I got a question for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, you and your dad are walking into the Super Bowl. Your dad's got his Tom Brady jersey on. You're all psyched up, ready to go. Some guy stops you and says, "Hey, I see you got a couple of tickets. I want to give you $100,000 for each of those tickets." What do you do?
I'm saying no. I'm watching my team win.
Oh. Nerds.
That was great.
You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy.
It's easy to say in the hypothetical. If you had $200,000 in cash in front of you, I think you guys take it.
Nope.
Go buy a big TV. Caden.
Somebody set this
up. And the guy rolls up in a Ferrari and gives you the keys.
Nope. See?
Wow.
We're fans, bro.
I want to call Caden now for a second. So he came in and he talked about Vegas. And he goes, you know, you think Vegas, you think casinos, and you think clubs. Knowing Caden and knowing his dad, you think strip clubs.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, hold on.
You didn't say strip clubs. You're like,
you
think clubs and you think casinos. Just
they got clubs. You know, these two are going to Tampa Bay, the strip club capital of the United States. That is a fact.
So the memories that dad and son will have.
Yeah, Froggy, why don't you take him?
I'm not taking him to a strip club. He doesn't. No, there's no way in hell.
Caden, why don't you take your dad to a strip club?
So what's your price, guys? What are you going to give those tickets up for? Say nothing, because that's not even true.
Nothing.
$1 million. You're so full of it.
Maybe a million.
It's all hypothetical. You're not going to get an answer unless it was a real deal and you had the money in front of them.
But I bet, nothing will be worth the memories we make when the Buccaneers win on Sunday night.
You can make memories at the strip club really much cheaper.
Hold on a second.
Exactly.
I got another hypothetical. All right, so Frog, this means the Bucs win. You have to give up every single Apple product and switch over to Android.
Oh!
I might do it.
Oh,
really?
I would try it. I'd give it a try. If it means the Bucs
No. It's locked in. Like, you can't give it a try. Like, you can't switch over to Apple.
I would
like,
do
you're
everything
done with Apple
I could
forever.
To make it work just because I want them to win that bad.
All right.
You can't get the Clubhouse app on networks. Android.
I have a feeling that we are out of gas.
Yes.
Okay.
Really? How long was that one?
Oh, 16 minutes.
Bye.
Oh, wow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.